You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, how's it going?
This is the movie show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Active FM. I'm Sash.
My name is Ryan.
And today we have two tickets to paradise.
We've gone like way that way. It's quite odd, eh?
Yeah. So what happened was we did a Quentin Tarantino marathon. And if you know anything about a Quentin Tarantino film, yeah, it's a...
Anything but paradise.
Yeah, it's not... It's definitely not rom-com at all. Then we did Bullet Train, which was... That wasn't... It wasn't as Quentin Tarantino-y as, you
but
know...
But still,
yeah, like...
And...
Yes. And then we decided, you know what, let's just go for a rom-com. So we went for George Clooney and Julia Roberts' first rom-com together. So they've obviously done rom-com. I mean, Julia Roberts, her first film that made her famous was Pretty Woman. That's considered as a rom-com, right?
That's where I remember her from.
Yeah.
Whenever I see Julia Roberts, I'm like, Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, yeah. And then George Clooney. George Clooney, I just know as a very good-looking guy. When I think of movies, I'm not like, obviously he was in the Oceans films.
In that, Nestle.
Yes. Do you know that he was like voted, I don't know how many times he's been voted sexiest man alive, but he's, yeah, that's a thing. I don't know if you know that. There's a, you could be the sexiest man alive.
That's why you should not complain about gray hair.
Although he wasn't voted that when he was younger, but still. But guys, okay, not all guys, shame. I think George Clooney is one of those guys who have just aged well. Like another guy who's aged very well is Andy Garcia.
No clue who that is.
Just
tell me where
you're lost, right?
I know faces. I know faces, not...
I don't know where I've watched... When a man loves a woman, Meg Ryan.
Andy...
No? There we go. Go look at his face, right?
Andy what?
Andy Garcia.
G-A-R-C-I-A.
Yes, Garcia.
Oh,
there
still don't
go.
Know who he is.
Ta-da!
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Hmm.
So Ticket to Paradise is a 2022 romantic comedy. It is 1 hour and 44 minutes long, so it's not... It's actually one of those easy watching films. It's not like a difficult watch. The director is a guy named Ol Parker. Ol Parker.
And he's only made like four films.
But he's also... Okay, he's made... Okay, he made A Boy Called Christmas. I haven't watched that movie. It was
he made A Boy Called Christmas.
We should watch that for Christmas. A Boy Called Christmas. That came out in 2021. Then he made another film called All Together Now in 2020. I personally haven't watched that either. But he made Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which was the second Mamma Mia film in 2018. Yeah. Personally, I liked Mamma Mia 2 more than this film, Lost in Paradise. That's just a personal opinion.
Can't remember... Mamma Mia.
I think the way... So, obviously, Mamma Mia, the first one came out with Meryl Streep, and that was the whole thing. And then they did this the sequel, which... They actually went back in time for the sequel. So, they show Meryl Streep younger, and then Lily James plays her, because Meryl Streep has this thing where she refuses to do sequels. I'm not even joking. Meryl Streep will... If Meryl Streep is in your movie, and you want to make a sequel, she won't be in it. So they killed her. They killed her character in Mamma Mia. And then she did come back, I think, for like a cameo. Yeah, she came back for like one song. But like that, she's not in this, if you understand. Like she refuses to do sequels. So she wasn't in the second Mamma. She was in for like a song. But then she went out again. Cher was still in the second Mamma Mia.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I preferred that film more. This film was, it was cute. It was a rom-com.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Had a laugh.
My family fell asleep.
That's sad like that your wife fell asleep.
Like everyone.
Including your wife.
Yeah. There was the part in the movie where they kissed and I'm like, wake up. I'm like, look.
No. Oh, okay.
And then straight after they're like, no.
Go back
to sleep. No, it's not going to work.
Do you know that this movie is... So I was talking about it yesterday with my parents and my grandparents and they were... Because they were asking about it. And my dad actually said the religion, because it's set in Bali, they go to Bali. The main religion in Bali is actually Islam. And you don't see one Muslim person in this film. Like, not one. Secondly, the religion, I don't know what religion they show, but the other...
some ancient...
Yeah, the other major religion in Bali is Buddhism. And they weren't Buddhist. That wasn't. So, first of all, like, from an accuracy perspective, like, it's completely inaccurate. Mm. And then my dad was like, yeah, other than the accuracy of the film, it was a good film, you know? Yeah. Everything. But literally, like, it's
and
not...
And there was a mishmash of, because there were rings, wedding, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there were some rituals. That ritual.
I just
that,
know the string.
That to hold down the guard.
Oh my goodness, that was hectic.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not just.
You know, that's.
I'm sure it's a bit more like.
But also for me, it doesn't. Like, what American girl who has studied to be a lawyer?
Well, it was a beautiful place. I think that's what it was, the scenery.
Right, think of someone who's studied to be a lawyer, you know, the type of person they are.
Sometimes you think you know what you want, and then you stumble across this awesome place.
A lawyer, right?
And you're just like, man, you know what?
Right, a lawyer.
Right. How many people go and study? Come on, raise your hands.
No, but she finished. It's not like she dropped out. She finished her studies to become a lawyer.
How many people think they know what they want? And then when they see what they really want.
So in other words, when they see a guy, then they're like, oh, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. I want to be the mother of your children. I'll give up everything.
What was it that he was doing? What farmer?
So, seaweed. He was a seaweed farmer.
Seaweed farmer.
So we're saying that a girl that is as ambitious as someone who will study to be a lawyer.
He was not a seaweed
will see
farmer.
A guy that is a seaweed farmer and go, I will give up my whole life in America to
don't forget. He was partaking. They had trades and deals with countries worldwide.
What was she going to do?
If they were ever going to get into some legal...
Okay, if just in case... And I mean, she didn't even speak the language.
I don't even know what they're
That's
saying.
That's like such a huge culture shock. It's not even funny.
There was one part in the film where you were supposed to put on the subtitles or put in the subtitles.
Yeah, I
also didn't. I just sat back.
It was before he gets married. He speaks to his parents.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I just sat there. The machine was like all the way there. I was just like, it's too far.
Like, oh, well. I'm sure they're wishing him well, you know, telling him she's nice. I'm proud of you, son.
But I wonder because... Is it the sister or the cousin where she interprets? I'm sure there's some funny like comedy thing there.
Yes, because the mom
the mom talks for long.
And then she says, "Welcome."
You see, what you remind me.
Oh yeah, you remind me of a goat. No, a horse. It was a horse.
The face of a horse.
The face. Julia Roberts has the face of a horse.
Yeah, there you go.
So this isn't the first time George Clooney and Julia Roberts have been in a film together. This is actually the sixth film that they've done together, but it's the first rom-com that they've done together. Other films, so they did Ocean's 11, 12 and 13. Julia Roberts was in 11, 12 and 13. They also did another film called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. That's quite an old film. When I looked at the trailer, I think it was 2003 or something like that. And then they were in a movie together called Money Monster. I've actually watched that film. So what happens is George Clooney's character is like he has a talk show it's called Money Monster. So he obviously talks about like Wall Street and like all financial things.
Is that
things.
Like his kind of movie?
Yes. And then Julia Roberts is the producer of the show. So you see her behind the scenes, you know, with the earpiece, speaking to the different camera people.
Okay.
But what happens is he gets held up live on TV. So this guy comes in with a gun.
That sounds cool.
It actually is a cool movie.
Wow.
And then Julia Roberts is obviously free because they're good friends. I don't think there's a romance between the two of them. I think they're just very good. They work together very well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so she's obviously trying to make sure that George Clooney comes out of it alive because he's literally being held hostage on air on this show. And so generally the types of films that they've done together have been like more like drama, crime. But this is the first time they've done a romantic movie together. And actually, after doing the romantic comedy One Fine Day in 1996, George Clooney said that he would not do any more rom-coms and that he'd only do dramas, mostly with a social message. And this is the first full-blown rom-com he's done since 1996.
And they did well. Like, I don't know if you watched I picked up that you might have watched the same interview that
on Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
Yeah.
there was a little section where they were like talking over each other. Yes. And they were like,
no, they have a very good relationship. And
you
can,
like,
yeah,
it just worked so well, yeah, out, you know.
I think they
did. You see the bloopers at the end of the film?
I did.
There was where a bit they, of the bloopers.
Yeah, the two of them were.
They like finish each other.
Mm-hmm, huh? Mm-hmm. No, they do have a good relationship, George.
You got my nose. Oh, she wishes, or something like that.
Now, despite it being set in Bali, Indonesia, it's actually, the whole film was filmed in Australia, Queensland.
Yeah.
So
that was quite actually.
It was a beautiful location. Yeah.
I was shocked at that. I didn't realize. You'd expect maybe, oh no, filmed in Thailand or, you know, somewhere.
Yeah. Thailand would have made sense. But, yeah, you know, they went for Queensland. And then, so in the Oceans movie, so Oceans 11, 12, and 13, George Clooney and Julia Roberts play a divorced couple who end up getting married in Oceans. And obviously, that's the same case here. Except I think I prefer Ocean's 11. It was a cute film, but I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
And it's for me, it's not the greatest rom-com of all time. Yeah. So it was like, meh.
It was very well centered around the two of them. You know, with all the events and everything that could have happened, you could have easily shifted. But if you look at it, the whole thing was
centered like around them.
Very much set, which when the movie ended, I didn't like the way it ended, though.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. Like, the jump freeze frame, I'm just like, what?
Like,
okay. No, come on. Like, at least make it to shore. And then they're like, no, we're going to stay with you. No. Sunset, pan out, credits roll.
Then just joking, and then Julia Roberts leaves. No. Okay.
That would have been brilliant.
As in, she's just, she's not going to stay with him.
Or as they jump, she like stays. And like, nah. Like, maybe
and then
not.
The French guy comes back. That's sad, right? We just turned the rom-com into like a very...
That would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny, though.
Okay, look, it's nice that they did end up... Because, I mean, the parents and the child, and I think even for her, that it was quite cool that the parents got back together again, you know.
Now, George Clooney's character actually makes a comment about an age-appropriate date, because Julia Roberts' character obviously is dating that young French pilot. But now, this is actually a reference to Clooney himself, who has a long history of being romantically linked with a significantly younger woman. His wife, Amal Clooney, is 17 years younger than him.
Well, sexiest man alive, you know.
He actually said in that interview with, I think it was that interview with Jimmy Kimmel, they were like, how do you look so young, or how do you keep? He was like, well, being married to a significant younger woman, I suppose that would make you keep
on top of your game.
Because, you could lose her at any point, you know, okay, to a 17-year-old, a guy 17 years younger than you. That's so weird, though. Think about it, right? He was turning 17. He was almost done with school.
And she was born.
I think
there's a certain age that you get to.
Okay, yeah, age does. Yes, the gap does. But like, it's weird, because like when she was 10, he was 27.
Because what happened was that in that interview, I noticed how they got along.
And Julia Roberts and George Clooney are similar in age, aren't they?
Oh, is it?
She's...
Oh, I didn't look at that. But then immediately...
As in, she's older than Amal is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Right, Julia Roberts was technically famous before George Clooney.
I'm just like, coming along in age. Although, you know.
Yeah, no, they are, but still. But now, there's an interesting story. So George Clooney and Julia Roberts actually became famous round about the same time. So Julia Roberts was in Pretty Woman, and that was her like big break. Now, just a few months after that, George Clooney was in a... So there was a TV series that came out called Sunset Beat. And that was the first thing that George Clooney acted in. There were only 7 episodes. So in the series, they canceled it after 7 episodes. They only released the first 2 episodes. And then after that, they were like, nah. But then I think 4 years later, they decided to release the rest because now George Clooney had become famous. But this series is not streaming anywhere. Like, I don't know where you'd find Sunset Beat to watch, because it's not streaming anywhere. The whole story was about George Clooney, who was an undercover cop, but a rock star at night. So he's an undercover cop, but he's a rock star at
he's
night.
He's got long hair.
But if you look at, if you look at the first few films that George Clooney acted in, George Clooney really had to, like, he needed a big break. The first film was 1988, Return of the Killer Tomatoes. That is, I'm not even joking, the worst rated horror film ever. The whole film is about killer tomatoes, as in the scary thing in the film, the horrific thing in the film are tomatoes.
They were poisonous, right?
No, they were these furry little things that squeaked at one another and came to kill people.
I can imagine the VFX in there.
And I still remember, I've actually watched it before. Or the lack of VFX, actually. Yeah, no, there is, that's practical effects because it's 1988. But I still remember in the film, what they do is they say, I'm sure George Clooney was even in the scene. They're like, guys, we've run out of money for the film, so we need to get sponsors. And then literally halfway through the film, they're like, Coca-Cola. Quench his thirst. No. Drink. And then goes back to the, like, literally. But I think it was more comedy than, I don't think they, okay, I don't know. Maybe they actually did run out of money. But yeah, that was a very, very sad film that he was in. And then, yeah, I think One Fine Day was probably his, like, tipping point, you know? That was 96. So he's been working hard, you know? Yeah. So, That's George Clooney. But then also George Clooney and Jimmy Kimmel, so it was the same interview. They have a very interesting relationship where they'll send each other stationery, but it's stationery that's branded with someone else's name. So for example, Jimmy Kimmel will send George Clooney stationery that's got Brad Pitt's initials on it. So now George Clooney will then write letters to other famous people using the stationery, so that other famous people think that that Brad Pitt's written them a letter, when actually it's George Clooney that's done it. So apparently years ago, he wrote a letter to Meryl Streep. George Clooney wrote a letter to Meryl Streep from Brad Pitt, saying and sent her like these tapes of dialogue courses and basically fixing her dialogue, like it's a dialogue coach's course, and then would say, hey, my dialogue coach for Troy really helped me out. I think he can help you. And then sent her to Meryl Streep. And she apparently avoided Brad Pitt for like 5 years because she obviously thought Brad Pitt had sent her this. Meantime, it was George Clooney. And he said he also has a stationery of, I think, Bill Clinton or White House stationery. And he says he'll often send out letters to actors from Bill Clinton telling them how much he enjoyed their film. So if you're a celebrity out there, George Clooney's probably going to prank you.
I heard he's actually a very good prankster.
Yeah.
So if you ever get involved with him.
They even left, was it Matt Damon or on the Ocean set they filmed in Las Vegas? It was either Matt Damon or, I don't know if it was Ben Affleck in the Ocean. I know there was an all-star cast, but they took someone, they fell asleep and they literally left them in like the middle of the casino sleeping.
They had like a drinks night and then, yes, one of the actors like passed out and fell asleep and then he was on a mattress. So they pulled them out into the middle of the casino and then
left.
Yeah, that's right.
So you were in the casino. And I'm sure it was Matt Damon.
Most probably.
I think it was Matt Damon.
Yeah, because they were involved in Ocean's 11 with Matt Damon,
yeah. So.
And you're telling me nobody recognized, like, oh, there's Matt Damon.
No, they probably would have. I suppose that's why they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know? Like, oh, yeah, I saw Matt Damon sleeping in the middle of the casino.
Don't fall asleep in front of, George Clooney.
There we go.
He will get you.
Honestly, this film was okay, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, you watched it, you're like, okay,
cool. You're like, haha. And then that was it. The funny part was the rivalry between Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
I enjoyed that.
That was the funny part, and that was funny. But nah, otherwise,
I enjoyed George Clooney's character.
Yeah.
In the whole.
Yeah.
The way he would like, oh, yeah. Well.
But I must be honest, I'd much prefer watch The Money Monster over this.
But that sounds cool, though.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'd like to.
That one, that does.
Check that one out.
Yeah. And I must be honest, I also want to, like, rewatch all of the Ocean's films because I feel like they were so iconic, you know?
Brad Pitt.
Brad, definitely for Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I think he's my new favorite character.
Actor, you mean?
Actor.
Who, Brad Pitt?
Mm.
Hasn't Brad Pitt been your favorite actor for a while now?
I've got my top favorite.
Who's your top favorite? Ryan Reynolds.
Bale. Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
He's my ultimate. He's like right there on top.
Yeah, no, Christian Bale's good.
Yeah. I like him in person as well. Like, he's got this English accent, the way that he speaks. Love it. So,
isn't he the one that whenever he does interviews, he'll use whatever accent he used for the film? I'm sure that's Christian Bale.
Not that I've seen.
Is it?
Most of the accent, I've seen him with his... Like, in Ford versus Ferrari, That for me was Christian Bale, like, just speaking.
I enjoyed Matt Damon also in Ford versus Ferrari because it was him and Matt Damon.
And they're both brilliant characters.
Yeah, no, they are
actors. They're very, very good actors. Money Monster.
Yeah.
2016, hey?
Yeah.
Thriller. Ooh, crime. Ooh.
Crime thriller.
1 hour 39 minutes.
It's even shorter than this film, you see? So there we go. Instead of watching Ticket to Paradise, go watch Money Monster.
It's
Julia Roberts and George Clooney. You're getting the same thing here, people.
As I once had someone advise me on, I think I was about to watch Deadpool. And he said, yeah, I wouldn't watch that film. Just sort of, you know, go on to YouTube and
watch a summary
and get all the Easter eggs and then...
So there we go. We just told you about Although Tickets to
Although there's no
Easter
eggs in this film.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's just, yeah cool.
If you want to see George Clooney and Julia Roberts, you can in other films.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
If you guys
if you like rom-coms, then this is probably for you.
And if you want us to watch Money Monster, then comment below.
There we go.
But you have to comment. Also, I'll just watch it by myself.
So you're watching it regardless, right?
I'm going to watch Money
Monster. I've watched it. I don't know if I've seen the end, though, but I've definitely seen... I when watching the trailer, I was like, oh, yeah, this movie.
I suppose there's like language and stuff, eh? Because I'd like to watch this with my kids.
I don't know. I can't remember. It was in the days of...
Money Monster Parental Guide. All right, we're now shifting to Money
So...
Just for all our viewers out there...
There is... Violence and gore.
Okay, 17 of 51. Sex and nudity, mild
sex and nudity.
Moderate, 12 out of 16 found violence and gore. Profanity, 11 out of 19. Let me look at the words. Oh yeah, okay. There's some bad.
There you go.
But the fact that there's only 11.
Yeah, compared to like a Quentin Tarantino film.
That means it's gonna pop up now and then.
There we go.
Anybody working on that app yet? What's happening with the app, guys? Yeah, and then fighting in 10 scenes.
But this has been lost. I keep wanting to. What is it called? Lost.
So Money Monster coming out.
I can't even remember the name of this movie. Like, literally, I'm like, something in paradise.
Ticket to Paradise.
Ticket. I'm like, Lost in Paradise. No. Ticket to Paradise. Okay, film. Yeah. 2022 has not been a great year for films. Let's just say that. Except for like Elvis and Top Gun Maverick and 13 Lives. Yeah.
So there you go, Australia. That was your time to shine.
And you flopped, man.
And I'm sure a lot of the Australians are like, oh, I know that place. Oh, I remember when me and my son took you. That's where we had our first swim, wasn't that? Hey, Jimmy. Anyway.
There we go.
So, yeah.
And seaweed farming is a thing. I did not know that. But this has been The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media.